This is E-Radio.
Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, listeners. This is Simon Harris here with your weekly podcast of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Today, what we're going to be discussing is some vital contractual elements that are often found in an OTP. OTP is an abbreviation for an offer to purchase. And what it is it's the initial contract that is entered into between parties wishing to buy and sell a property. Within the contract, there are various conditions, and I'm going to highlight some of the conditions now that lead to the most aggravation that customers and clients experience when purchasing a house. The first one is what is referred to as a futz-tutz clause. Now, a futz-tutz clause basically means without guarantee or warranty and purchased at the buyer's own risk. The reason this is in play, Eon, is that a natural person who sells a property is not the producer of the goods being purchased. So therefore, they cannot guarantee what they are selling to you. So where the futz-tutz clause does not apply is when you are purchasing a property from a developer. And in that case, the developer is a supplier of the goods itself, and you have a recourse against them through the Consumer Protection Act. Consumer Protection Act will not cover you if you are purchasing a property from a natural person. So in the same breath, we then move on to what defects the futz-tutz clause is trying to protect the purchaser, or rather the seller, from encountering legal obligations on. The first is what we refer to as a patent defect. Now, a patent defect, Eon, is something that is obvious to be seen. So let's take, for example, you open the door of a house and there's a crack along the floor in the tiles. It's an obvious defect, and it's not something that actually has to be pointed out to you by either the purchaser or the estate agent, because it's believed as an average person, you can identify the issue. However, let's say, for example, that when you inspected the property, there was a rug over the floor, and the buyer, or rather the seller, has tried to deliberately cover a defect. That becomes a latent defect, one that cannot be actually seen with the naked eye. Now, the important thing is that even though a futz-tutz sale exists, there are legal cases that have established case law in this country, which says that somebody cannot sell you a defective product. They can't sell you a product that they know to be defective. So in a real estate transaction, it's vitally important that a property offer to purchase is accompanied with what we refer to as a property checklist. And a property checklist is a disclosure form from the seller identifying all known issues on the house. We cover electricals, roofing, leaking roofs, any cracks they might be aware of, and there's a whole host of things that the seller needs to disclose prior to actually having it done. What I would strongly encourage people to do, and I've seen clients get burnt with this, let's say, for example, you had a leaking roof a year ago. You repaired that roof and it hasn't leaked subsequently. Now you come to sell the house. I strongly advise you declare that the roof leaked a year ago and it has been repaired and it has not leaked subsequently. Because what takes place there is that they move in, the roof leaks. You needn't disclose that the roof leaked. It wasn't leaking at the time that you sold the property. However, when they have an inspection done on the house, they can see that repair work has been done to the roof. And as a result of repair work being done to the roof previously, it is deemed that you knew the roof leaked. So those are very important to disclose, even if they are not currently issues that are experiencing with the property, in order to cover yourself as a seller. The onus of inspecting a property always lies with the purchaser. I mean, I've even had people come to viewings with ladders to climb up into the roof to inspect geezers and wood rot, etc., etc. So the onus always falls on the buyer to check the property. Something that we don't often use in this country is property inspections. Very popular in the UK and the USA. And when I've sold sight unseen homes to foreigners, they request property inspections. And that is something that you can inspect. It's your right as a buyer to inspect. It will obviously be at your own cost. And that then gives you a clear idea of what it is that you are purchasing. The next one is that often causes issues is occupation dates. Very often you'll see in a contract it will say that an occupation date shall be taken on transfer of the property. The problem with that is we often don't know when transfer is going to take place. So an example that I had recently was where a property sold and it was subject to sale, meaning that the person buying the house had to sell their property first. They then asked for an extension on that, on them selling their property. And what that then meant is that as soon as their property sold, the property that they were purchasing transferred, and the person that was selling that property had to vacate immediately and find temporary accommodation. So the way out of this is to look at the time scales that these take. So it takes 90 days for a property to transfer. So the encouragement there is, do not have a date that says on transfer. Rather put a date that is 3 months from now, and that way everybody knows what they are working towards when they need to actually vacate the property. And Ian, those are, in subsequent podcasts, we will look at more of the clauses, but those are the crux clauses that we often see leading to the downfall of a deal and aggravation and leading to legal action being implemented by people. Next week, we will be looking again at ways to increase the value of your property, its curb appeal, and then subsequent weeks, we will once again touch again on contractual obligations of parties in an offer to purchase.
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience. This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.